Dorim, Perek Test Mishnah Beis. Void Amr Rabbi Lezer. Poischim bin Eil. This is another halacha with what are the Chochum Hamati, the Chochum Hanishal. With what is he poiseach, a Pesach, that the person who made the Neder, oh, if I would have known, then I wouldn't have made the Neder. So there's a concept called Neulot. Neulot means something that's not here now. You have the same word as used in the Hilchah Shabbos, something which was created. On Shabbos, you can't create something new. So let's say taking a liquid, turning it into a solid, like making ice. On Shabbos is a shayla of making a noilad, or taking a solid, turning it into a liquid. What's over here the noilad? That we have a machloikis, or Beleza says, poischim a noilad v'chachom oisu. Ketzad, let's see the case. Omar koinum sheini nena li'ish ployni. She makes a neder to be mudr hanofim ployni. V'nasa soifer. The fellow who's the mudr now, becomes, sefer doesn't mean what we call a sefer stam, it means a sefer means a tam kochim, it's the rov. So everybody needs him in some way, you have to ask him shaylus. So I was mudr hano, madr hano from him, but not, I didn't dream that he would become a tam kochim. So that's something which you're saying that the circumstances changed and because of that, you want to pull out of the nether. It's a famous kash over here. It's one of Klal Yisrael's important musa lessons. Where the Gemara says the famous Maisa, Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara says the Maisa of Rabbi Kiva, who was an Amoritz and Kalba Savua, the father of Rochel, who married him b'Mesiris Nefesh, was Madir Hano from his daughter, because she married an Amoritz. And he came to be Matir Neder, and he says, Elmoli ha-yisi yodeh, that he would have been a Tam Tchochem, that I never would have been Madir Hano from Menu. And the Shaila is, that's not a Pesach, because it's a Noilot. And the Gemara says, but since you knew that he went to learn, it's not an Eilat, because derech ha-hoylech l'lmoid to become an Odom Godel. You hear? If somebody goes to yeshiva, if he learns and he implies himself, he'll become an Odom Godel. It's one of Klal Yisrael's tremendous chizukim. Even if you come from the background of Rebbe Kiva, that you're illiterate at the age of 40, if you go and you really want, b'derech she'odom reitzeleilech me'lichen oisei. In any case, that's not an Eilat, but over here we're talking about somebody who didn't go to learn, so it's a noilat. It's something unexpected, something that was unforeseen that he'd become a Talmud Chochem and he would be a Nitzrach. And that's where the charot is. Oy, Shoyimesis bini Bekoriv, the person is marrying off his son Bekoriv. And I didn't dream there would be a chasna. Of course, I don't want to be a Mudr Hanomi man. I want to be able to attend the chasna. The first case. Another example. He was neider on this house. Turned into a Beis HaKnesses. Of course he wants to go, and that's the only shul in town. Unfortunately, too many people have the shul in town that they don't walk into. That's why I'm saying it's the only shul in town. It sounds like we don't do it, but lamaisa it's chal. It's considered a charot lamaisa if it's brought up. Mishnah Gimel. This is a sub idea of what we had in Mishnah Beis. There are things that are doimel noilad, but they don't have a din of noilad. Ve'en chacham moedim lech. Chacham hold that they also have a din of noilad. Obviously, Rumei and the Chachom are both going with the shita of the Chachomim that hold not to be pesach b'noilad. Rabbi Elazar is the das yochid. The Mishnah paskins like the Chachomim that ain't pesach b'noilad. And now we have a shayla: what goes into noilad? Ketzat. What's a case where it's a shayla whether it goes into noilad? Amar kainim sheni noises plainis shavi ara. Amar loy meis oisha osa tshuva. Asud up that he's not going to marry Yenna. Now you can't ask that you're not going to marry Yenna because that's a Maisa and Neder has to be an Issa Cheftza. So he found a way to be Mudr Hano from the person or to be Madr Hano from that woman. Why? Because her father is a Rasha. Omru Loi Meis, Sosha Asa Tshuva. The fact that he's dead, so there's no bad influence over there. Or he did Tshuva, even better. Koinu Labai Zeh She'eni Nichna Shakelev Rabbi Soichoi. He asks the house, Bahano, I'm not going in because it's a kelev rabbi soicha, ishan nochosh b'soicha, om aloi, the situation changed. The door catchers came, meis ha-kelev, ishan erik ha-nochosh, harein kinoilad ve'inon kinoilad ve'in chachom moedim loi. What's the, exactly is the makloikis? So, He's talking about something that will happen. The father will die. The house will be sold. Sorry, that's the case in Mishnah Beis. The father will die. The Nekuda over here in the Mishnah is that it's something that wasn't expected. It was something that changed, so it's like an Erlid. But over here, since he spoke out Mufurish in the Neder, so Memela, that's called, he made the Neder with that in mind. Memela, it's not an Erlid. Erlid is only because it's something unexpected. Anybody can find something unexpected. The only reason why we're ever mischarit on anything is because life changes. Life throws us changes. But over here, it was spoken out. Now, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah is that it's a neder. It's not considered neder. Remember, it's the regular hatos nedarim, where chochem could be matter the neder with this Pesach in mind. Lemaisa in the Yerushalmi, that's the way the Mefarshim explained the Mishnah, but in the Yerushalmi is mavur that. That's not the pshat. The pshat is not that this is not a neulet. It would be a neulet, except that since it was spoken out, memel, it's considered a neder with a t'nai gomor, and a neder with a t'nai gomor doesn't even need hatara. He said he's only making a neder because the kelev is there, because the nochash is there. Okay, if there's no kelev, there's no nochash, there's no neder. So memel doesn't need a heter at all. The Rav brings this Yerushalmi, the Rambam passes that way the Halacha. The other Mufashim understand that it's not mashma away from the Bavli. Lemaisa, if we mention the Indian of Tanai with a Neder, so we'll mention one point. Tanoim normally is something that's selective. Which things could have Tanoim, which things can have Tanoim. And the Kasha is asked, this is a Kivegas Akasha in the Gilyon HaShas, in Nozi Dafir Aleph, and there's a big briskerov about it. Another Mufashim, Kivega talks about this in a few places, in Chuvis. There's a klal when making a t'nai, like a t'nai in Gerishin, a t'nai in Kiddushin, that milsa the lesser b'shilichus, lesser b'tnai. Something that's lesser b'shilichus means it's not in your control to be able to give over to somebody else. So maybe you can't control whether it's chal or not with t'nai. The way we're explaining it is the way Achrenim understand this principle. A neder is not something you can make with the shlichus. So why does it help a t'nai? The answer that's given, one of the Mahalchim is that a t'nai in a neder doesn't need the mitzius of t'nai. This doesn't mean a t'nai like a regular t'nai in Gerish and Kedushin or a Kenyan. This t'nai is that the whole neder is, the dibur of the neder is chal only insofar that there's a nochash in the house. A regular t'nai means Reuven did a ma'aser Gerushin. He was Megarish's wife. The Gerushin will be chal, except for the fact is exesa kosov that he can make t'nai. He has to do with mishpatei atnoim, t'nai b'nei Gadol, b'nei Reuven, and so on. He has to do a t'nai in a formalized way, and the t'nai will control the chalos of the get, yes or no, when and when not. This t'nai is, that's the neder. The neder is only if there's a nochosh. So the neder is not chal if there is a nochosh. This is the way the Yerushalmi understands it.